Flemington. Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield. How was your morning, Rob?
It was very fresh, Nadia. Certainly, with no cloud cover, it was plenty of chill in the air, but some good horses still nevertheless going around and heading to both Flemington and Sandown over the weekend, Nad.
Well, let's talk about the charge for Mick Price. He's got a few heading towards the weekend, in particular Lankan Rupee, who, of course, will go around on Sunday. What are some of the highlights from his team?
Yeah, both Lankan Rupee and Duke of Brunswick will head to Sandown tomorrow for a gallop on the course proper. They're both going very well, no ill effects from having missed on Saturday. So Lankan Rupee will have a look around for the first time at Sandown, as he's never raced there. But they're all in very good order. Cow Cow worked very nicely over 1,000 metres in evens this morning and got home in 23.39. It'll resume on Saturday and its first start since the Blue Diamond. So it's been going very nicely, Nadia, so it should run well. Last start, we know Windburn is likely to run on Saturday. It worked with Summer Glen, who will probably run on Sunday. They worked over a mile together in evens, home the last 400 in a really cruisy 25.3, the last 400. Shadow Prince worked over the same distance, 1,600 metres in evens, and came home fairly nicely the last 400 for himself, home in just over 24 and looks in pretty good condition and always seems to give his all. And a couple of others that worked very impressively were Lone Eagle and She's So High. She's So High, winner on debut at Sandown in June, and Lone Eagle, the last start winner, worked 800 metres in evens and came home in 24.04. So they're both going very nicely, and I'd be looking forward to seeing where they line up next, and I would say it wouldn't be far away at all for Mick Price.
Okay, so there's some horses for him. What about Robert Smerton? Does Dolverton go around?
Yeah, Dolverton did some pace work. Undecided on which race at the moment, but won her past two starts. Very fit, and I'd expect the horse to run very well again. Ability will head out to Sandown tomorrow for a gallop, as will Eureka Street, who both missed last Saturday because of the abandonment. And Eureka Street was good last start, and I think the extra distance will suit if it gets out to about 2,000 metres. So hopefully both of them will run very nicely tomorrow morning on the course proper at Sandown. John Sadler will send Charmed Harmony there also. He's always a possibility of running a bold race fresh, and I expect him to run well in the Bletchingley. Jubilee Blue will probably run around on Sunday. It worked very nicely this morning over 800 in 50.5 for the 800 and came home the last 600 in 36.5. I still can't believe the horse is a maiden, Nadia, but just keeps finding one better. Runs a lot of seconds and thirds and super consistent and should run very well once again for Johnny Sadler. Kieran Maher will only have the two going on Saturday, cap set and here to there. Both worked over 800 on the steeple grass and both got home very nicely, home in 23.5 for both of them. I'd expect Capset to improve on recent efforts and hit or there. He's getting up there in age a little bit, but he can be a little hit and miss, but went pretty nicely two runs back. So hopefully he can run very well at Flemington once again. Brendan McCarthy will run Mert the Flirt on Sunday. Another one in the Bletchingley who also head to Sandown tomorrow. Divine Mr. Artie worked very nicely, working 1,000 metres home the last 400 in 24.6. Third last start and is third up, so I'd expect Divine Mr. Artie to run exceptionally well. Last start winner Tantat Trusting worked nicely for Henry Dwyer, won last week, last Wednesday. It went 1,400 metres in a comfortable 139.08 home in a cruisy 39.48 on the poly track. If not now, when? Blake Redden, part-owned horse, going very nicely in its last couple of starts. It'll likely run Sunday. Worked 800 in 55.68 and just cruised home in 26.01. And another last start winner, an on-speed colt, 100%, worked 800 in 56.4 and quickened the last 400 to run 24.7 on the steeple grass. So I'd like to have a look at 100% when it goes around. And finally, I think Clint McDonald's revolving door was very good this morning. It worked 1,000 metres in company in a minute 6.27 and home in 23.59. So had a nice hit out this morning and should go very, very well. I think the last horse to mention that here would be Crown Witness for Stewie Webb. Was a good winner on debut for Stewart 2 weeks ago at Sandown, and it just dashed up over 600 metres in 36.9. So they were probably, Crown Witness and Cow Cow were very, very good heading into the three-year-old handicap over the 1,000 metres, and I'd expect a number of runners, including Divine Mr. Artie, 100%, if now not when, Tantat Trusting, and all the runners in the Bletchingly are primed and ready to go, I would suggest.
Outstanding. Good on you, Rob. Let's hope it's a winning weekend for the Caulfield trainers. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nadia.